This week is Turquoise Takeover, which is actually also going through a significant milestone right now. It's the 10th anniversary of this movement to end lung cancer. And of course, it is with Hartford HealthCare. And this morning, we're learning a little bit more about Turquoise Takeover and this, again, movement to really bring a stop to lung cancer. And so we have pulmonologist, somebody who is very familiar to our show, Dr. Stephen Thaw is back, chief of pulmonary medicine at Hartford HealthCare's medical group, to talk a little bit more about this. Hey, Dr. Thaw, how are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. First of all, let's talk about the reality of lung cancer. It is still a leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. There are statistics that show every 2 minutes someone is diagnosed with lung cancer. So let's talk about what we see with lung cancer. Why is it so common? And have we seen any progress in survival rates in recent years?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me on the show and for highlighting this topic. So definitely, lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths overall. There are more cancer deaths from lung cancer than breast, colon, and prostate combined. It actually kills more women than breast, colon, and ovarian cancer combined. So this is a public health crisis in a way. And in the past, because of the poor outcomes, it was kind of, there was a very nihilistic approach to lung cancer. However, there have been marked improvements in the treatment for lung cancer. And also, they're not just in the chemotherapy themselves, but even in the surgery. So that if patients need the surgery, it used to be that the treatment or the procedure was dangerous for all the patients who've had cancer. But now they are able to resect patients that previously were inoperable. So there are a lot of patients that could benefit. There's also advances in radiation therapy, for instance. So a lot of patients that previously couldn't have been cured are being cured. It's a real boon for our patients who can benefit tremendously from the advances that are made.
So with, I guess, in recent years, we are seeing survival rates, though, significantly go up?
Yes.
That's great.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
There are some groups of people that are lagging a little bit behind in terms of in seeing all of the benefits. For instance, for whatever reason, and there could be many, that black men, for instance, aren't seeing the benefit. Usually that's because they're being diagnosed later. And the question is whether or not, what that is from, and that's trying to be addressed. You know, is that from access to care, or is it nihilistic approach again? We were not so sure what the cause is. I'd like to think that, since I've never seen anything like that ever happen, there are avenues for patients to go and to call. And if anybody has any concerns, they can always reach out to Hartford Health, for instance, regardless of race, religion, et cetera, gender, it doesn't matter. These patients need to be seen. They need to be taken care of. And the sooner they're taken care of, the better they will be.
So we have Dr. Thaw here from Hartford HealthCare, and Hartford HealthCare, again, is getting in on the American Lung Association's movement that they do each year. They call it Lung Force, which has already raised more than $30 million for life-saving lung cancer research. And they have this week, from May 6th to the 12th, so all the way through this weekend, called Turquoise Takeover. So wearing turquoise to bring awareness to this. What are some other things that the American Lung Association wants people to do, especially through this week and into the weekend, really highlighting lung cancer and combating the issue?
Well, there are certain things that each of us can do. And there's certain things that some people specifically can do to help change the attitude and increase the awareness. There are, like for people who are lung cancer survivors, people should share their story about how they beat the disease. So we get rid of that approach that once you get diagnosed with it, you're done. It's really more like anything else that people can survive, can be treated, can live healthy, productive lives.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that involves getting screened if you're at risk for lung cancer. You know, for whatever reason, and there are many, lung cancer was the last major cancer to have a screening test. We have one now. So it's not, you don't have to wait for the symptoms, which is usually too late. We can get people can get diagnosed so they can be followed sooner so that they get it, they get the cancer detected in its early stages.
Dr. Thaw, before you keep going, though, when you said people who are at high risk, besides
yes.
having a history of lung cancer in your family, I would think if you're a smoker, I mean, what are some of the higher
yes.
risks? Okay.
Right. So, if you have ever smoked more than one pack per day for 20 years or half pack a day for 40 years, there is a test that you can get called a screening chest CT. CT scan, it takes about 30 seconds. It's now covered by insurances and Medicare. And basically, it could be the test that saves your life. That we can really find these lesions in the millimeter, like breadcrumb size lesions that can be resected if necessary, watched, or, you know, just monitored so that if there is something that develops, we can take care of it right away.
Wow.
So it makes, I mean, we're finding cancers in stages that they had never seen before, and actually had to make up new categories for these lesions that previously were never found. And we're resecting them, and we're treating them, and people are living longer.
That's fantastic.
And people are living longer and normal, healthy lives again.
I think that's got to also then contribute to why we're seeing higher survival rates. You know, early detection is key. We know testing your home for radon is another big thing, and we try to highlight that,
yeah.
especially when they have that 1 month a year for radon awareness and giving out free tests. A lot of places do that. You can also educate
right.
yourself more on lung cancer, and of course, you can donate as well. And as you mentioned, Dr. Thaw, if people want more information, Hartford HealthCare does have resources available. You can go to their website, hartfordhealthcare.org/lung-cancer-screening. And I want to thank you, Dr. Thaw, for always making yourself available to come on WICC. And we are so glad to be highlighting Turquoise Takeover. And I thank you so much for your time.
Melissa, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much for having me again. And thank you so much for bringing awareness on the topic.
Absolutely. It is super important. And again, we are in the midst of this week really highlighting what has become Turquoise Takeover. This is the 10th year for this movement, and it's really to combat lung cancer, to make people aware of it, to make sure they're getting tested, share their stories, and try to find a cure, obviously, for, again, the leading cause of cancer deaths in America. And Dr. Stephen Thaw, who is the chief of pulmonary medicine at Hartford HealthCare's Medical Group, we always appreciate your time.